Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2465, Movement and Stress. What is the connection? Part 2 by Dr. Seth Oberst with fitforreallife.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. This is kind of like an audiobook, but articles from a bunch of different authors, and of course, always with permission from the sites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today's post is part two from yesterday, so if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That was episode 2464. But if you're all caught up, let's jump right in and hear part two and continue optimizing your life. Movement and Stress. What is the Connection? Part 2 by Dr. Seth Oberst with fitforreallife.com. Does chronic stress affect how you move? Continued. Last 4. Excessive tissue tension. With chronic stress and the rigidity that ensues, the tissues of our body are loaded without relief. The excessive muscular tone prevents optimal blood flow, changes local pH, and may cause shortening of the muscles over time. Holding a 5-pound weight in an isometric biceps curl isn't too bad for most of us for a few seconds or even a few minutes. Imagine carrying it all day. Think your biceps, elbow, and eventually that whole side of your body would get a little sore? Many clients I see are carrying an imaginary weight around with them every single day. It's exhausting, and many never realize they're living with such tension. Has stress stressed your system? To be clear, there are numerous, more technical markers of stress that we don't have the space to address here, but here are a few ways to self-check. 1. Resting muscle tone. Lay on your back with your knees bent and feet on the floor. Reach underneath your lumbar spine with one hand. Can you fit your hand underneath your back? If you feel a space between your spine and the floor, there is likely too much tension in your extensor muscles when they should be at rest. While on your back, look at your rib cage. Does it flare out at the bottom? Does one side look more flared than the other? This rib cage flare is highly indicative of an overextended spine and altered breathing pattern. As I described, the inability to relax the spine and drop the rib cage is indicative of a chronic stress response. 2. Breathing rate and breath holding. Staying in this hook-lying position, what's your resting breathing rate? I like my clients to stay in the 10 to 14 range or lower. It can be difficult to count your breathing on your own, as conscious attention to breathing can override the subconscious automated rate, so it may be worth having someone else count when you're not paying attention. With chronic adaptation to stress, we tend to adopt a rapid, shallow breathing pattern. Also pay attention to how often you're holding your breath, particularly during training movements. You need to hold your breath when above 70% of a 1-repetition maximum lift. Often, athletes will have learned to hold their breath even when only performing bodyweight exercises. We even hold it when we're working on our computers. This is known as screen apnea. This serves to only amplify stressors as breath holding charges up the fight or flight response adding tension to the system. And 3, high tension strategies. Something I see commonly in treating and training movement is the chronic use of high tension movement strategies. Performing low-level movements, such as a bodyweight squat, should not require high amounts of muscular tension for the typical person. However, excessive tone often pervades these movements, especially when asked to perform them slowly. If you feel like you're exhausted or tensed up after a few reps that require minimal resistance, it may be that you have learned to over-recruit your muscles secondary to high levels of chronic stress. How do I get rid of stress and move better? There are lots of ways to reduce the effects of stress on movement and improve our performance. Here are a few ideas to reduce rigidity. 1. Slow movements. Moving slowly allows for adequate time to judge the sensory information our brain is receiving, which helps change attentional focus and reduce conditioned patterns of high tension. 2. Resonant frequency breathing. Our heart rate naturally increases with inhalation and decreases with exhalation. This is referred to as respiratory sinus arrhythmia. If we are stressed and stuck in a state of inhalation, our heart rate pounds like a metronome, adding rigidity to the system. Resonant frequency breathing is dependent on each person, but typically occurs at 4.5 to 7 breaths per minute, coinciding with their own low frequency oscillations. An easy protocol to follow is to lie on your back with your knees bent. Breathe slowly at a pace of 4 seconds in and 6 seconds out. I usually have clients do this for 15 minutes per day, since it's been shown to increase relaxation and reduce system rigidity. And 3, exhalation training. Focusing on the exhalation phase of breathing helps to calm the nervous system by lowering heart rate through the vagus nerve and brings our ribs and spine into relative flexion. This spinal neutrality, from extension towards flexion, centers the joints and allows for better rotation, which improves our movement variability. So while stressors are inherent to our modern lifestyle, our stress response and its effect on how we move doesn't have to be. By using movement practices to reduce stress, we can better integrate our body and minds. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, Movement and Stress, What is the Connection? By Dr. Seth Oberst with fitforreallife.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. As I read these 2 posts yesterday and today, you may have felt like it was a lot of information. The author of both posts, Dr. Oberst, provided us with so much wonderful information, it's hard not to want to get started on improving our movements by managing our stress better. So, where should we start? In my opinion, I would start with Dr. Oberst's second suggestion, This means that I would recommend practicing slow breathing consistently with the goal of making this a regular part of your routine. Dr. Oberst recommended that he has his clients practice breathing slowly while lying on their backs with their knees bent. Inhale for 4 seconds, exhale for 6 seconds. And Dr. Oberst recommends breathing like this in this position for 15 minutes each day. Now, you could start by just doing this for 2 minutes each day in case 15 minutes at a time sounds intimidating. Then slowly increase those 2 minutes to 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. You get the idea. Or another option is to start breathing in this position for 15 minutes, but maybe do that 3 times a week. Then increase the number of days over time. In my experience, if we can practice breathing correctly like this, deep inhales, long, slow exhales, it goes a long way to helping our bodies manage the stress response. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.